Thanks for joining us for the Mixed Mornings podcast. I am Nikki here with Whip and Violetta. And this morning we talked about places to hide gifts. Don't go in there. No, don't go in there. And you can't go in there.
And then there are gifts which are considered hint gifts, which probably if you have any ego whatsoever, you probably don't want to get.
Yeah, right.
And you know what you don't want to get? Into a fight with a 40-pound raccoon. Have you guys ever done that?
No. I'm happy to say no.
All right, we'll take a listen.
Lady Gaga, you know, she probably buys a lot of gifts, but she hires people to hide them for her.
Yeah. And
she has
gifts,
a whole house just to keep gifts in.
Her gifts are like modern art sculptures, and so she's got to hide them like in the backyard under a giant tarp that's supposed to go over a Corvette.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're not that fortunate all the time, so we have to hide gifts we're buying in very creative places where, you know, our entire family lives. And so you have to get really, really creative and sneaky as to where you hide things.
Exactly. So we were asking for your creative gift hiding spots at 60123, which is our text number that I just realized sounds exactly like a zip code. And Violetta has the text.
Yes, I do. And we're going to give the most creative one a prize,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so coming in, 847 says, I hid my husband's stocking stuffer gift under all of his workout gear because he's not going to use it.
Oh, I love it already.
Oh, the backhanded.
I love it.
815, small items under the car seat.
Ooh,
like in the car,
yep.
Under your seat, if they're small enough.
That sounds like from like a drug smuggling movie.
I know, right? 708 says, I hid the presents in my husband's office. So she goes to his work and puts them in the office. Maybe they're for the kids, not for him.
Right.
Another 708, inside suitcases. Behind the furnace and water heater. That doesn't sound safe to me. In the freezer from 312. 847 says, I've hidden things in the cooler. In the garage.
Okay. Oh, that's really smart.
That actually makes sense, yeah.
773, we never use our chimney, but the one time we did, we lost a couple presents.
Santa found them on the way down.
I'm sure. 773, on the top shelf of the pantry. And then last but not least, 773, I hide our presents in the bathtub behind the shower curtain because nobody uses that one.
Okay.
I mean, it's almost like in plain sight, but it's not.
Right.
Totally. Yeah, if you got a spare bathroom or whatever.
Right.
Nikki, what do you think?
I'm going with the cooler in the garage because I've never thought of that. And that is like a genius move.
I am going to have to go with the first one, which was under the workout gear. Because you get, like you said, the backhanded thing in there, too, at the same
time.
Ooh,
okay, so I'm going to go. I liked all of them. I kind of like,
And you picked the winner, so.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, what did I want to say? I kind of like underneath the car seat.
Okay.
Like small items.
Those are all very good. And suitcase is another one I didn't think of. Because, like, your kids aren't going to be like, hey, I'm going to go look in the suitcase.
Shake this up. See, I like keep other clothes in my suitcase, though.
Oh.
Like, that's where I keep my, like, summer and winter when I'm switching them out.
Man. So many storage solutions right now.
Suitcase as storage. This is not only entertaining, but also very, very practical.
This is Mixed Mornings, weekdays 5:30 till 10.
Today's variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Remote work, right? You got the Zoom meeting. Sometimes you do your whole day in a Zoom meeting or remote working. You're not going anywhere. But you know what? You got other people in your household, and they tend to bother you when you're trying to get your work done, and you just can't take it. Not to mention your boss doesn't like all the distractions in the background. So you might have to go somewhere that's not part of the main place where you do your business in the house. You might have to find somewhere to hide. So there's a poll of 2,000 Americans who have worked from home throughout the pandemic and 41% say that they have found themselves leaving the actual house and working from their car.
Really?
Now, I can say that when we would have Zoom meetings routinely when COVID was really first start, I would always go to a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot and just sit there and Zoom on my phone because that was just the most comfortable place. The internet seemed to work pretty well. I felt that no one could bother me. So I can relate to that one. You got 34% go in their bathroom.
That I think would echo a lot.
I
never even thought to go in there.
Yeah, so that's a full 30. Yeah,
they don't have to be on the Zoom though, right?
No,
is this
not
just
really.
For Zoom?
Okay. No. I guess working from home any way you want to slice it, right? So 33% in the bathroom or 34. 33% in their closet.
I think that.
Yeah, I think that's a very popular one, right?
My closet is not big enough.
Oh, mine wasn't either. I stuffed myself in crisscross applesauce sitting there recording stuff because
really?
It was. because of like a, you know,
a sound booth. This, yeah,
yeah,
for us,
that was the best
exactly.
I had.
Yeah, the clothes in a closet provide yeah. soundproofing the way they pay top dollar for at radio stations. Now, they also found that when you did work from home and you sat like just in the same chair or a desk like every day, but if you didn't have the right setup, that would actually cause you a lot of pain. 52% of people say that they had work from home pain after a while of whatever their setup was, because apparently they didn't do it correctly. And yes, the survey was actually conducted by one poll on behalf of Advil, who wants to say either you want to use our product or you want to get yourself a nice desk set up, maybe lay on that closet floor.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where you were going with that. Wasn't sure if it was going to be Kohler or Advil. There were a lot of options.
I had no idea either until I read the part about Advil myself.
Trending on Twitter. Trending on Twitter.
Chicago History is always posting fun things, and today one of their tweets is trending. They asked, what TV show did you run home to watch after school?
Oh.
Whip, do you have one?
Oh, my God. God, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe?
Whoa.
That's one.
Nikki?
I don't know. I feel like kind of Saved by the Bell a little bit.
Okay.
Good one. Good one.
Yeah. I couldn't wait for Arthur. I'd go home and Arthur, PBS, every single day. I love the intro. I love the song. None of ours actually made the list, though, on the top three here in Chicago. In at number three, Little Rascals.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's like old school. That's like my dad. For
yeah,
sure.
I didn't know what that was.
That and the Stooges.
Yeah. Actually, that was one of the runner-ups for third place.
Oh, there you go.
Second place, Speed Racer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep.
Another song.
Yep. First place goes to the Cubs baseball or Cubs baseball.
Oh.
Yeah, and that was nationwide. So
that is
everybody was watching
one of the reasons that the Cubs are who they are, because people would do that. While all the other games were on at night and kids are going to bed, kids run home from school and they see the Cubs on TV, they become lifelong fans.
Totally.
Yeah.
In at number two, BTS, the biggest group in the world and Whip's favorite musicians ever.
For my guys.
Have some news. They are taking a break.
What?
For the first time since 2019, they announced that they are going on vacation to enjoy, and I quote, ordinary and free everyday lives. So you can't really blame them. They have been working their butts off. They for the past 2 years, even during a pandemic, they racked up 5 consecutive number one singles, their 3rd and 4th consecutive number one albums, a Grammy nomination, and basically just like world domination through the internet and all of their collabs. So I guess they say they're going to be back in the spring.
Wow. And not even knowing that, we joked about them hiding in the bathroom from each other.
I know. They do need a break.
Now I feel bad.
Yeah. I'll say this. They've earned it. They
yeah,
have
totally.
Certainly. And you're only till the spring. I think we'll live till then. If you're saying they're going to take a break till 2026, okay, I'd be a little
Chris
scared.
Martin will get you through that time.
Okay. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't like your boyfriend saying, hey, we need a break. But they're really.
We'll see.
They will be back.
Sometimes
Hopefully.
With bands, it's like they go on hiatus and the hiatus is permanent.
Oh,
but
no.
I hope
Fight
that's
your
not the case. I know. All right.
In at number one, the one-woman show, Olivia Rodrigo performed her hit song, Driver's License, at, get this, a California DMV.
Oh, my
I know. It wasn't just like an impromptu performance, though. It was all part of the, what was it part of? Oh, yeah, the NPR Tiny Death series
yeah,
that
right.
they do.
Yep.
So they've been doing those filmed remotely since the pandemic started. So this one was at the DMV. I don't think that the DMV was open, but she was there rocking out. She did 5 songs from her new album, Sour.
Should have been open because, I mean, would they have time to play the whole album?
Could you imagine though, the like 85-year-old woman like, why is that girl yelling in here? I'm trying to do my eye test.
Chicago's favorite way to wake up. Mixed mornings, weekday mornings. 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Truth hurts and we're giving it to you in gift style. We're letting you know, pretty passive aggressively.
You know, Lizzo-wise, first of all, A, I wouldn't give her a hint gift because I'd be afraid she'd throw it back at me. But B, I also don't believe she would give a hint gift. She would just flat out tell you what
yes,
she thinks.
So a hint gift is something where you buy it for someone else, but really it's for yourself because you don't like what's going on there. Whether it be deodorant, cookbooks, self-help books, lots of different things. 312-233-1019. Did you give or get us a hint gift and why?
All right, let's go to Abe. Abe, what was the hint gift in question?
Hey there, long-time listener, second-time caller. You guys are doing awesome.
So aw, thanks.
Yeah, 24 years old, and it's Christmas time, and I'm opening up this giant box that made a hell of a lot of noise. And I open it up, and it's pots and pans. And I said to my mom, I said, Mom, I don't need these. And she said, oh, you will.
There you go.
So it was time to get out.
Yeah, okay. Right. I'll let you have it.
Start Thank cooking you. For yourself.
Thank you, Abe. All right, let's check out Sydney. Sydney, you're on the mix.
Hi, I just bought my boyfriend a portable charger because he always uses that his phone's dead as an excuse for everything.
Oh, that's did he get the hint? He knew?
I'm giving it to him for Christmas, so he doesn't know yet, so hopefully he's not listening.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
And she got it because she loves you. That's it. Why?
Perfect. Okay, let's go to Maria. Maria, you're on Mixed Mornings.
Good morning. Yes, hi. So a few years back, all the nieces and nephews were given, like, all these cool toys and gadgets, and my son received a book because my sister thought, well, you spoiled kids, and they have way too much.
Wow. Wow.
So that's a gift for him that's a hint to you.
Wow, yeah.
Yes, it is, very much. My poor son was in tears. Like, he didn't understand why they got the Batman and the train, and he got a book.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're like, baby, don't worry. We're going to stop at the store on the way
right?
home.
It's not you. It's me.
Siblings. Jack, you're on the mix.
How's it going? Yeah. Hey. I had a brand new boss, and... after him sitting next to me for like one day, got me a wholesale size pack of gum from like Sam's Club.
No way.
After one day. How did you take that, Jack?
I didn't have a zero day for lunch or anything, so I didn't think I was that bad. But
Wow. Oh, Jack.
I appreciate the call. And Sharon, this actually does happen. Sharon?
Hi, good morning. My brother-in-law did not use deodorant, and I dealt with it until one day I picked up my infant son, and his little head smelled like BO where my brother-in-law
Ew.
Was.
Oh, that's terrible. Yes.
Why am I laughing? Yes.
It was time to go back with some deodorant and say, hey, I got these 2-for-1, so I just thought maybe, you know, you could use one while we take one home.
Oh, my God.
I got a 2-for-1.
Sharon is in the 36% here of someone who gives a hint deodorant gift. Some other hint gifts that made the list. Exercise equipment, 22%. Okay. Cleaning supplies, 21%.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Alarm clock, you know, for the friend that's always late, 20%.
Yeah.
Toothbrush and toothpaste at 20%.
People are apparently not shy with these hint gifts.
I know. And the last one, a razor. Go shave. 17%.
Buy me a wax package.
This is Mixed Mornings, weekdays 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9, The Mix.
Violetta is talking about being festive and pooping.
No, that is not what I'm talking about.
Sometimes that is cause for celebration.
Most of us do decorate trees, but how many of us are decorating our bathroom is the question.
You hate it so much, I can't
hate
help
it. 312-233-1019.
All right, let's go to Remus. Remus, you're on the mix.
How you doing?
Hey. What's your guess?
I decorate my inside of my house, and the bathroom is one of the places we do decorate.
Okay, nice. So what percentage of people do you think join you in that?
I don't know. I think 70.
70%? I love where your holiday spirit's at, but no, it is less than that.
Lower than 70?
Yeah.
Oh,
jeez.
Okay. All right, let's try again. Let's try Melissa. Melissa, you are on the mix.
Hi, is it 60%?
60%? Still too high, actually, Melissa.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Right. I know.
Who are these Grinches in the bathroom?
Let's try Laura. Laura, you're on the mix.
Good morning. How about 25%?
25% is right.
What?
Laura, you got it, girl.
That seems really low. Don't most people decorate their bathroom?
Laura,
are you
in that quarter of people there, Laura?
I'm not, actually.
So wait, you don't put up like festive towels or tissue boxes or something?
No, I've never done that, but it's an interesting idea.
She's like, keep that holiday cheer out of my bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. That's sweet, guys. You can do that in your bathroom.
Yeah, with Laura getting the idea, that 25% is going to go up just a tick here in 2021 for next year's survey.
The Dover Nuggets, there's only a few. Leftover nuggets, the night wants to chew.
All right, let's start with honesty is not always the best policy.
I agree completely.
FedEx employees were busted for trying to do it on their lunch break.
No way!
Yeah, happened in Ohio.
Wait, what were they doing?
Well, they were speeding. Like, how ridiculous is this? They were going 80 miles an hour on I-77 in Ohio, uh-huh. right? Just to get home to have their activity time. And they got pulled over by a police officer who asked why they were speeding. And they said because they were rushing home for some romantic time. Like, why would you ever even say that? Wouldn't you say, like, yeah, I think I left the garage door open or the fire alarm's going off? Like,
it's an emergency. I need to get home.
Yeah. So, yes, they did get a ticket. They were cited for speeding and possession and, honestly, a little TMI, if you ask me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is a little bit. Here's another nugget for you. A Kentucky hairdresser has gone viral after claiming that her pet guinea pig chewed off her bangs.
That's yeah. great. Okay.
What?
Yeah. No,
okay.
You just did a bad job cutting them. Stop it.
Yeah. So Miss Sullivan, 29 years old, explains that she returned home from dinner one night, drunkenly decided to snuggle with her pet rodent Dixie
yeah.
on the bedroom floor. And she says, I woke up and I was stunned when I looked in the mirror. My bangs were like munched off. And the guinea pig did it.
Because you were drunk.
This video of her displaying her bangs has seen over 8 million views already. Everybody is very amused by this. They even call her the guinea wig.
Oh, nice.
I would like to see the video of this animal encounter. Donna Sanguinario of Lancaster, Massachusetts, was putting up her Christmas lights last week when she was attacked by a 40-pound raccoon.
Whoa.
She says the raccoon growled and then attacked her face. Nice. I got him, she says. Finally rolled over and had him choking, and he's biting me up here. And I'm screaming, and he's screeching. I was screaming, he's screaming. I got him tossed in the air, then off of me. Finally, once I threw him on the ground, he jumped right back at me. I finally got him in the neck and under my elbow here, under my shoulder. And he's biting and screaming. I'm yelling to my neighbors, please, someone come help me. But the raccoon ended the fight and decided to walk away.
She had him in a headlock.
Yeah.
Pretty much, it was a very good description.
Yeah. The raccoon walked away in that fight, unlike a very similar scene in the movie Elf.
Trending on Twitter. Trending on Twitter.
Coming in at number three, we've been talking about the People's Choice Awards last night, and Christina Aguilera was presented the People's Choice's Icon Music Icon Award. This is the first time that they gave it out, and she's the first winner, which is very exciting. She did a performance that was very impressive. It's getting a lot of attention online right now. She sang parts of her very biggest hits, spanning the 20 years of her career as singing. She opened with Genie in a Bottle. Mm-hmm. Then she went into Ain't No Other Man, into Fighter, and then she ended it all with her powerful ballad, Beautiful.
I have to see what she was wearing because she's been saying lately she's so excited low-cut jeans are coming back in.
Oh, well, she did three outfit changes. So she kind of went into, like, you know, her different characters over the years.
Do you think Beautiful is, like, her lasting legacy song? Like 50 years from now, they look back on Christina. Because she was always kind of the one of the kind of pop stars who had, like, the serious vocal talent for real, right?
Yeah.
But do you think Beautiful is the one that people are going to be like, that's her most famous song?
It has to be. It's in Mulan.
There you go. Answered.
Asked and answered.
Coming in at number two, Welcome to Earth series with host Will Smith is streaming right now on Disney Plus, talking about Disney. It's Will exploring some of the most remote and uncharted places on Earth, and it looks really, really cool. It also sounds very cool.
Wow. So, all right. No, that's definitely, I would definitely watch that.
It looks very cool, and it just looks beautiful. It's like the History Channel on steroids. Coming in at number one, Jennifer Lawrence and Jonah Hill are both making their rounds on late night TV promoting their upcoming movie, Don't Look Up. The impressive case, though, that... Oh, no. The impressive stars don't stop there. We also have Leonardo DiCaprio and Meryl Streep in this. And there's an adorable behind-the-scenes story that Jennifer Lawrence is sharing and that she shared last night. They nicknamed Meryl the GOAT, you know, the greatest of all time on the set.
The Tom Brady of acting, we like to call her.
Exactly. Yeah. The thing is, though, Meryl was a little bit unaware of what that stood for or the abbreviation.
Oh, no.
She didn't realize the entire time during filming that they were giving her a compliment. She's like, yeah, I just kind of thought, like, you know, tell this old gray goat where to go.
An old,
like,
goat, yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, she literally didn't know, and that's why we love Meryl Streep that much more. She didn't even tell them, stop calling me a goat.
Right. Brady totally knows what that means and wears it. Yeah.
He lives it.
And he's old, too. That's trending on Twitter.
thank you for listening to the Mixed Mornings podcast.
Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment
of Mixed Mornings on 101.9 The Mix, Chicago.